After 5 years of having my membership, I am taking you behind the scenes to share what has worked over those 5 years and what didn't. Also, how has that membership changed over that time? I share all the mistakes I made and what I would do differently if I was to do it all again. I also share with you what the future looks like for my membership and what things I might be doing differently now. And one of the things I think you'll find surprising is how my own mindset and my own life experiences had an impact on what my membership looked like and what I offered. This is a very honest look into having an online business and running a membership. Welcome to the Your Dream Business podcast. I'm your host, Therese Heath Waring, an international best-selling author, award-winning speaker, TEDx speaker, certified coach, and the host of this number one ranked podcast. I am so excited to guide you on the journey of creating a business and life that you not only love, but one that perfectly aligns with you and the season of life that you're in. In each episode, I'll share with you easy, actionable, and insightful strategies to grow your online business. Plus, we'll be diving into some mindset tools and strategies that keep you focused, motivated, and are going to stop you from getting in your own way. So if you're a course creator, membership owner, or coach, you are in the right place. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of Your Dream Business Podcast. How are you doing this week? Isn't it funny how sometimes things just line up without you even trying or realizing? And this is exactly what's happened for the episode this week. Now, I decided I was going to talk about my membership and memberships in general because of two reasons. One, I am speaking at Membership Momentum, which is an amazing summit put on by Krista Miller, who also is speaking next week. She's doing an interview next week. And the Membership Momentum is going to run from June 24th until the 26th. And I am doing a session for it all about how launching, I probably should know the title of my session off by heart, but I don't, how I use open houses to basically launch my membership or to sell my membership without feeling sleazy and salesy. And I'm really excited about the talk because I've never done this talk before. It's a brand new one. So I'm really excited to be able to bring that to Krista and her audience. And also it's got an amazing lineup. So I do want you to go and check that out. There will be a link in the show notes. If you head to therese.heathwaring.com/350, as in numbers 350, then you will find links to the Membership Momentum event. Also, if you check out my socials and if you're on my email list, then I will be sharing it all over that place. So yes, so that's one of the reasons that I want to focus on membership. And then, like I said, next week, Krista is on the podcast as well, where we'll be talking about more stuff, which is awesome. Okay. So weirdly, this is where the weird date thing comes in. I go to start to plan as to what I'm going to talk about. Yes, sometimes I plan what I'm talking about, although it may not feel like it sometimes. And I looked at how long I've had my membership for. And this episode comes out on the 10th of June. And at this point, I have had my membership for 5 years. I started my membership June 2019. So how weirdly awesome is that I wanted to talk about memberships. And then when I looked, it was the 5th year anniversary of having my membership. So I thought what I would do on today's episode is talk you through some of the changes, some of the things, the good, the not so good of having a membership, some of the things that have gone really well, some things that I haven't done so brilliantly, and where my membership is today. And then hopefully, if you've got a membership, this is going to give you some ideas and thoughts in terms of things that maybe you can try or things that maybe you shouldn't try, because I did and they didn't work. Or if you're thinking about a membership, then great. This is going to give you lots and lots of information in order to take forward with your own. If you are not thinking of a membership and have no plans or whatever to have a membership, then this is going to be a really fun look behind the scenes at my business. So hopefully there's lots for all of you. Let's get cracking. So I want to start off by talking about what the membership started as, because this is one of the things I guess has been most surprising is the progression of the membership over the years and how much it's changed and tweaked and moved and just not the same thing. I started my membership, like I said, June 2019, and it was initially the Marketing That Converts Academy. That's what I called it. And I had a very clear idea from day one what I wanted the membership to be. And I wanted it to be, so the name Marketing That Converts came from the fact, and actually this just isn't an insight into the membership, it's kind of an insight into the journey my business has gone on, and actually how my personal life and what I've gone through has affected my business. So this really is like a bit of a warts and all. So I started the membership from a point of view of, at this point in my life, I was doing a lot of work for online businesses, and I was launching online businesses, and I was helping online businesses, and I was coming from a very strategic marketing point of view. If you are new to me, if you've not heard me say this before, I actually have a degree in marketing, and I spent 10 years in marketing prior to starting my own business, and then I started as a marketing consultant. So when I say I know marketing, I really know marketing. Like, it has literally been what I eat, sleep, breathe since, well, 20 years ago now, and I'm 45, I think. So like since I was 25. So the whole point of the membership was people who were trying to grow their online businesses and start their online businesses. And I started it with the premise of this kind of thing of get seen, get emails, get customers or get sales, and then get fans. That was the last one. So I had these four very clear things of which they would go through or they would work on, and they would get successful online business. And then I launched it in a way that wasn't clear enough. In my head, that was how I wanted it to be. But I did the typical thing of, I want to serve everybody. So even though those are my key areas, and actually a lot of what I talked about was online stuff and building an email list and lead magnets and funnels and emails and sales pages and all that awesome stuff, I just kind of opened the doors and went, everybody come in. Like, whether you're a marketer, whether you're a business owner, whether you're this, whether you're that. And within a very short space of time, I'd lost that niche altogether, right? Not only had I lost it from a content point of view, but from a marketing point of view, I just made a terrible mistake of basically going, hey, it's an amazing club to come and learn marketing for your business. So I started with this brilliant intention. And I remember planning this out, right? I remember we were sat in San Diego. My husband was there with me. I can even remember the restaurant we were at, the table we were sat at. If you've been to San Diego to the conference, you will know there's a corner restaurant that's French right over the road from the exhibition place. If you know San Diego, you're like, oh, yeah, I can hear it now. And we sat in that restaurant on one of the high tables in the sun, and I planned out. And I think, was Biz Paul with me? I think Biz Paul might have been with me, my friend. Anyway, planned it out, got it all sorted, and then obviously ignored all of that and just went and offered it to anybody and everybody. So that was my first mistake. That basically, I just wanted to be kind and let people into my world and have people who I loved hanging around with and let them join the membership, which is fine, but there was no clear, this is who it's for. Okay, so what is probably a good idea to talk about now is the price when I opened. So I opened my membership at $29 a month, $290 a year. This is pretty typical. If you have a membership or thinking about a membership, you would ordinarily give a discounted price for an annual place, and that normally is 2 months free. So just the price times 10. So I did this, fine. And I opened the doors and I got like 30-something members, which obviously I thought was amazing and is amazing. So if you're starting with 30-something members, well done you, go, brilliant, right? And bearing in mind, I had a bit of an audience, but not a ginormous audience by any stretch of the imagination. Okay, so that's where it started. I basically did masterclasses every month. I did coaching every month, but even though I called it coaching, I wasn't a coach, but I did call it a coaching call, but basically it was a come and pick my brains call. I did, what else did I do in the early days? I must have done more stuff, but I can't remember at this point. Oh yeah, we used to do like social media stuff, I think. I had Anne, who used to work for me, come in and do content as well. So we did like a few different things, but all very strategic and practical marketing stuff. So as the membership started to build, and when I say build, I don't necessarily mean numbers, although it did, I mean content. So when you first start a membership, the content that you put in from day one is obviously nothing compared to the content that's in 5 years later, I can assure you. So as the content built, I started putting the price up. Now, I want to try and address the price separately which I might do now, actually. Yeah. Okay, let's look at the price thing there. So I started to put the price up as, and obviously you always start a membership at like a beta price or as a first, you know, with the intention of this is not going to be the price. This is dirt cheap to get people through the door. So that's what I did. So within a fairly short space of time, probably a couple of months, I upped it to $39 a month. So already it was feeling pretty expensive for a membership, if I'm honest, because a lot of the memberships that I had seen and been in were like £20, $20 a month. Then I upped it to $49 a month. Then, and I can't remember the time scales. I'm sure I could find it if I wanted to spend that much time. But then I upped it to $59. Bearing in mind, like I said, I've had this membership 5 years. Then a couple of years ago, I upped it to $97 a month. And now it's $222 a month, right? Which you might be sat there going, holy moly, man, like $29 to $222. Like, what on earth are you giving in this membership? How much content is in there for me to justify that lift? Okay. So let me tell you one other thing on the pricing. So I made a decision, and this might feel like this episode's going all over the shop, but like I said, I'm trying to keep it to a kind of like format. When I put the price up to 222, the reason I put the price up is because the membership changed completely, right? In terms of what I offered, how I was doing it, my own level of what I could bring to the party. I was no longer just doing marketing. I was no longer just doing one particular thing. And actually, I had really upped my game in terms of what I knew, how effective I was, what I could do for people's business. So the pricing actually didn't bother me too much, the fact that I put it up. I had been in other memberships at that price by this point, in fact, more expensive, like $300. And they gave nothing in comparison to what I gave. In fact, I'd been in a couple of memberships at that point, at that price. And I started to realize that actually I was bending over backwards for my members and I could charge more for that because, and again, I'll get to kind of the membership and the members in a bit as to how it is now. But I know my members really, really flipping well. So I realized that actually the service I was providing was above and beyond where I was at. And also by this point, I had been in my business like 6, 7, 8, and now 10 years. So my knowledge was so much bigger than it was when I first started. I made a decision in 2023. So obviously remember what normally happens in memberships is when you bring someone, when you start a membership at a certain price, you grandfather them in, which basically means if you join at that price, you stay at that price. So all of these price increases, the people who joined $29 continue to pay $29. Like if they left and came back, they would have to pay whatever the price was at that point. So at the point I put the price up to $222, which I am very confident and happy that my level of what you get from me and the club is absolutely worth every single penny. So I didn't have a problem with charging that amount because, and again, there was a big strategy behind why I charged that amount. What I had a problem with, or what I was concerned about, is I had people in there paying $29 and now I'm attracting people who are paying $222. And there is something, and I'm trying to say this in a really kind way and in a, so it doesn't come across sounding judgmental or anything, because I promise you it's not. There is something very different from someone who is in a business that is giving them the income that they can pay $220 a month. Or scrap that altogether. There's something very different about someone who is willing to pay $222 a month or $2,220 a year. So that didn't sit right with me. I didn't feel right having people in there at the lower costs while I was asking people to come in. So I remember speaking to the Membership Geeks, who are good friends of mine, and I spoke to Callie at the time and I said to her, I'm thinking of removing the lower levels, like as in the lower cost points. And I said, but that's not the dumb thing. People grandfather people in, they get to stay on that price. And she said, it's your membership, do what the F you want. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do that. So I made a decision in 2023, which was probably a terrible timing for it, because as you will know, if you've listened to the podcast, 2023 was not a good year for me from a business point of view, because it stood still while I got sober. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then please go back. I will link to the episode where I talk about it briefly. And actually, I have a whole nother podcast about me getting sober called Losing Part of Me. So do go check that out if you're interested. Anyway, 2023, I decided that I was going to approach everyone in the club and basically say to them, if you are paying less than $97, I am putting your price up. Now, when I did this, because I do know my members really flipping well, I actually had a list of all of the people who were paying less than $97, and I knew them personally. And I had already written down next to each one of them whether I thought they would stay or go. For various reasons, okay? It's not they couldn't necessarily afford it. Some people couldn't afford it, and that was fine. Some people wouldn't have put the investment into that. Some people wouldn't have wanted to pay that. There were so many reasons, but I basically made a decision based on knowledge of, will these people stay or will they go? And I knew they would go, and they did. So I basically maybe halved, if not more than that, my membership overnight. Now, the money obviously didn't halve because they were paying a lesser amount, but it was still a massive decision to make, and it did have a financial impact, and it did hurt me a bit that year. But I felt that it was the right thing to do for the long-term space of the membership. Obviously, what I didn't expect to happen is I did that at the beginning of 2023. I didn't expect them to sit and do nothing for the rest of 2023. And although I've done a little bit of stuff at the membership in 2024, actually, as part of my big business review, the membership is being reviewed. And as you will hear from this episode, when I get to it, there is lots of things that need to change and tweak and be improved. Okay, so that was a big decision to make. Let me talk about some of the changes of the membership and some of the things that really did and didn't work. So I was doing content every single month, masterclasses. Man, it was a ton of work. A ton of work, because I wasn't just like going on for an hour and teaching something in an hour Zoom. I was actually creating a mini course every single time, and it was too much work. I was constantly creating content for them. And in truth, if you have a membership, go and look at how many people have done all the things in your membership, because I can assure you it is teeny tiny in comparison to the amount of stuff that's in there. And actually, that's a really good point for me to say. That is exactly what a membership needs to be, right? No one should ever come into a membership thinking, right, I'm going to get through all these courses. I'm going to do all this content. That is not what the membership is about. And that is very much how I market my membership now. It is definitely not about coming in and doing all the courses. No way. For me and the membership as it sits, it's about having conversations with me and then me telling you what courses are available that would work or help at that point. So there came a point probably, and I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute, but there came a point where probably a good year or two in, it was more than that. Because, okay, a year or two, I produced courses. Then I got to a point where I had built my audience, and not necessarily the membership to an enormous size, probably like to 100 people. But like you said, by this point, the price had already started going up. So I decided to bring people in, and I had amazing people who very kindly came into the club and did courses for me. So I probably say 2 years I did it, and then a good year or so I had people come in, and these were experts. So, you know, could someone come and help me or come and do a talk about list building? Could someone come in? Although that is obviously my bag, so I can't talk about that. So really the stuff that I can't talk about. So I'm now trying to think, like someone talking about PR, someone talking about tapping, someone talking about various other things. So then I started having an app, and now we don't do any courses because there is that much flipping content in there that literally they could come in and watch every single thing and it would take them forever. So the way I look at it now is you have got that much content. And actually, again, this has changed as to how I see the club at this point. And obviously it's not called Marketing That Converts anymore, Academy. It's called the Dream Business Club. The club I see now is very much about action and accountability. It's about let's do the work, which again is a really good point as to why it's priced at what it is, because I don't want people coming in being completely passive. I want people coming in going, okay, I've paid this money. I'm going to do this work and we're going to make this work.
So now I don't bring courses in unless there is something specific that I can't teach on or help with, or we don't have a course for it, which is very unlikely because we have a lot of stuff in there. I mean, there is literally tons of courses. Then I'll bring someone in. Then I will find an expert. And in fact, I've got someone that I really want to come in and do something, and I haven't asked them yet, but that would be a completely one-off. We've got someone in talking about this thing. One thing that I would say is a not mistake or a problem or a thing, but in doing that, I think people forget what's in the club. And I think I need to find a way to actually ensure that I am bringing those courses back to the forefront. So for instance, I have a sales page course in there, and this sales page course could stand alone as a course easily, like most of them could in there. And I could sell that for $300 easily, right? Easily. It's a flipping brilliant course, right? It's one of the ones I'm most proud about. And I have people that I will say, they're trying to write a sales page, and I'll go, have you done the sales page course? And they're like, no. And they go and do it. And they're like, Teresa, this is gold. And I'm like, I know, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. So I think I need to do something where I bring people more alert or bring to their attention what is in there, and probably almost like recycle some of the courses from, okay, we're going to focus on this month. Here's the course. Let's talk about it. So I think that's an action for me, as to how can I bring in like the courses that are already in there, rather than trying to bring in new training all the time. So if you're thinking about a membership and a structure, then maybe could you have a focus a month, or could you have a focus every 3 months or something like that? Okay. So like I said, all those courses stopped. So the other major change I made was when I started to work on my mindset and personal development. So again, and you know, there's a part of me that doesn't want to keep bringing up the fact that I'm sober, because I don't want that to be how you know me now. However, actually, weirdly, this has all had such an impact. So about 4 years ago, I started therapy, and maybe it was a bit more than that. Maybe it was three years. Anyway, and at that point, I started to really go in on the personal development, on the more woo side of stuff. Because at the point, and what I didn't realize until now, is I needed that, because I was not in a good place. I was drinking very heavily. I had an addiction to alcohol, not that I admitted it, not that I wanted to admit it, but I was in a bad mindset place, right? Which is weird, because if you go and look at me back then, you would not have thought that. I didn't think that, right? But now I'm in a completely different space. I can look back and think, oh my word, I was a mess. I was broke. So what happened was, or what I am now thinking has happened, is I did all this work to try and fix me without really admitting there was a problem with me. And because of that, I brought all of that into my work. So bearing in mind, 5 years ago, when I started the membership, it was like, I help people who are online businesses. I help them launch, I help them write sales pages. I help them do funnels. I help them do strategy. I help them build their list. And then that started to blur, and that started to like dilute. And then I picked up the mindset thing. So then I started to go more down the mindset, the coaching, the kind of really heavy, you know, let's talk about business in general. And again, all this time, I am really messing up who is my customer, right? So then, and also, if you look at the club, I have got like, or I had so many different people from so many different places. So again, even that was not a mess, but even that was like, okay, what are we doing here? And then that's when I bought in the mindset sessions, which are still in, and I will keep because I love them and they are very useful. However, I think I am moving back to strategy a bit more, and I am moving back to online business a bit more than I have done. And that feels really good to me. I feel really happy about, actually, I can help you build a successful online business. That is my thing. And yes, what makes me extra special is that I know a lot of mindset, and I am a certified coach because I qualified as a coach in 2022, I think. Again, all this kind of makes sense. And that's just a bonus, that you've got someone who's really flipping strategic and knows what to do, but also has these other skills. But instead of like looking at it that way, I looked at it like, okay, can I do half and half, marketing and the mindset? So that's when everything changed to Your Dream Business. That's when the podcast changed its name, because then I was like, no, I want to talk more about business, more about mindset, more about the woo, more about those things. But like I said, at the time, I didn't realize that actually I needed that. And that makes perfect sense as to why I then brought that into the business. So I created this amazing space where they were getting coaching, they were getting mindset stuff, we were doing challenges that were more practical. And then I decided, because by this point, I think the cost of the membership was up to 97, and I thought, it's expensive and I want to help and serve everybody, because I do pride myself on being very generous and kind, and I love helping lots of people. So I thought to myself, what if I opened up a lower level? And it was at this point, I also opened up a higher level. So at this point, I opened up the Exec Club. Okay, man, this episode, I'm so sorry. Like, there is a lot to unpack here. Who knew? So I then had the Club Plus, and the Exec Club, okay? So the Club, I marketed at $19. The Club Plus was $97, and the Exec Club was $157, I think, when it started, which the irony of that, given that now it's the normal club's $222. Okay, so the reason, and I don't want to go into the Exec Club, I won't talk about that so much in this episode, but the reason I mentioned that this change is because I bought in a lower level to the Club, thinking that all these people that were now in my world, because again, my audience had continued to grow. And again, I think this was 2022-ish time. I thought they are going to come flooding in. They are going to be over the moon, that there is a lower level price that they can join me in. They are going to be absolutely ecstatic. I am going to make a lot of money from this lower amount. Brilliant. Fell on its ass. Literally didn't work. I did have people come in at that level, and it meant that I ended up offering more. So I was then doing more in the club than I wanted to. It ended up me splitting things out, making the whole thing very confusing. And I think that was half the problem. Half the problem was it was confusing. They weren't sure what they were getting. Half the problem was they didn't believe there would be any value in it, when actually there was an insane amount of value in it. And when people joined, they were like, what? I get this for $19, which was kind of half the problem. And then the third aspect was my brand, my everything is about the best quality, okay? I want to be the best at everything I do. Like I said, I was offering coaching, so I did a coaching qualification. I have a marketing degree. Like, I really put my all into these things. And I don't think that price worked for me, because people, like, when it's like buying a Louis Vuitton handbag. You know, my husband said to me, we're in Turkey once, and he's like, hey, look, do you want a Louis Vuitton handbag? Because they were like some fake handbags. And I was like, no. When I get a Louis Vuitton handbag, I want to be like, look, I've got a Louis Vuitton handbag, because it's real and genuine, not because I've got some cheap version of it. And I genuinely feel that that's what happened when I opened the lower price. It was like people would say to me, I aspire to work with you. So they don't want the lower price cut version of me. They want the real version of me. So anyway, 6 to 12 months later, I closed that part of the membership. And again, I had to have conversations with people. So again, I personally spoke to every single one who was on that level and said, I'm stopping it. And I'm then, you then will have to go up to the main price. And obviously, bearing that in mind, obviously, then I did this whole thing back last year where I took everybody off the low prices, full stop. Okay. So I am super conscious of how much time this episode's going on for, because like I said, it was really surprising that there was this much to talk about. So let me talk about one more thing, and then I'll bring you up to current day. The other thing I did was, in 2022, I decided that I didn't have a pathway, right? And this is something that is really kind of hitting home to me even more so this year, about the transformation. What is the transformation? And this isn't something I don't know. Obviously, I teach marketing. I know this stuff. But for whatever reason, sometimes it's hard to do it with your own stuff. So what is the transformation when people come into the club? And there was a big thing on memberships of, you need a pathway. You need something for people to follow so they know where they are. So I created this insanely amazing, again, I don't do things at half, insanely amazing pathway. It has 3 stages, level 1, level 2, level 3. And it covers the main aspects of running a business. So we have social media, content, sales, email, community, and team. So for each of those areas, there are 3 stages. And basically, you start at stage 1, you go through like some amazing mini courses, you get some mindset stuff to work on, you get some actions to take. If you are stuck on any of those points, I then direct you to the courses that are already within the club to help you then move through that stage. And once you've done that stage for a little while, because this isn't like a course as in, great, you know how to post on social media, move to stage 2. This is like, have you consistently been posting for 3 months? And if you have, then you're ready to elevate the business to the next level within the social media stage. Honestly, anybody again who goes through this is like, this is insanely good value. It's so good. I just don't market it well enough. I have not marketed it well enough. I have not talked about it enough. I have not fully understand what it's doing and what the transformation is and how it's working. And therefore, I created this amazing thing that basically has done nothing for the membership. Now, the people who are in the membership love it, right? Absolutely love it. The people who aren't in the membership don't really know about it and I don't really talk about it. So yeah, that was a bit of an epic fail on my part. Okay, so let's talk about where the membership is today. So the way that my membership looks, it's the smallest. Well, it's not the smallest it's ever been, but it's the smallest it's been for a long time from a numbers point of view. It offers coaching once a month with me in a group. It offers mindset calls. It has content hours that aren't run by me. They're run by Becky McAvoy. It has co-working, which again is run by Becky McAvoy. So there's two things that I do, two things that she does. And she does the two things because one, she's better at content than I am now. And two, I don't need to do the co-working. It doesn't need to be me. It's just co-working. We do challenges. We have a members only podcast. So that's something cool that I bought in. And actually that's really good as a little addition thing that actually takes no more work. So what we do is every coaching call and some mindset calls, we strip out the audio, we upload it to the podcast, and then they get to listen to a private podcast so they can listen wherever they want. And then we do things like challenges every so often. Every Monday, I do an insightful action where they can do something. And then one of the things that we do is every year, and we've done this pretty much from the beginning, we have what we call SOAR, which is our online event. So it's a full day where I bring in speakers, we do sessions, and we get to hang out for the day and then online, obviously, and the members love that. So we tend to do that at the end of every year. So normally November, December time, and it helps us get ready for the next year as well. Now, one thing that I am looking at for the membership for the future is how it fits with all the other stuff I do. How I know that when my dog is shaking himself next to me, so I really hope you can't hear that because he's decided he's got an itch. I know that the value in the club is phenomenal, but what I need to do, and one of the things that I'm looking at, is how do I better market it for my perfect customer? So as I've said before, and if you haven't heard me say, then this is a good place, that my customer now, I am niching down to course creators, membership owners, and coaches, people who sell online. So people who are trying to build an audience, people who are trying to become the go-to person for the thing that they do, to build their community, to build their email list, and to have an online business that actually makes them money. Because one of the amazing things about my business was last year when I sat and did nothing and my business sat still, I still turned over just short of six figures, which blows my mind that I sat on the sofa for most of the year and watched Grey's Anatomy, and yet my business did that for me, which is amazing. Now, could it have stand that this year? No, absolutely not. However, it did that because I had a really good online business. So I want to help other people do the same, not necessarily sit on the sofa all year and watch Grey's Anatomy, but create an online business that actually brings them in proper money so they don't have to do the one-to-one if they don't want to, and they don't have to do the done-for-you if they don't want to. Okay, so one of the main things I need to do is, like I said, work out how I tweak my current club to better fit and better suit the perfect audience. Now, I know the content in there already does, but is there how I deliver it? Does it need to be different? Is it just the marketing I need to show differently? There's actually some courses that I'm removing from the club because actually we just don't need them anymore, or they're old or they're outdated. So I'm going to be doing a good review of like the courses that we have in there and are they any good still, which sales page one, 100%, it's like one of my best. And then we've got a really good webinar one. And again, like looking at it from an online business point of view, what is in there that is really going to help you grow your online business? So I really hope this has been an insightful episode, mainly to my brain and how it's working and what my business has done the last few years and how it's changed. And I'm excited. Like I'm excited for this year already has been insanely amazing with so many cool things happening. But I'm excited to see what I'm going to do with my online business because it almost feels like I am starting again with everything. And that's kind of the view and the freshness that I'm trying to see it as. And that's okay. It's fine to tweak and change and move. And I, as you can see, I have done many, many, many times. And I'm still not in the right place at this point. There still needs some tweaking. And that's fine. And 12 months time, we could be having a whole nother conversation again. So I really hope you've enjoyed this episode. Like I said, next week, I've got the awesome Krista Miller coming on, talking about summits and talking about my summit and talking about how launching memberships through a summit is amazing. And also, like I said, go to the show notes at TeresaHeathWaring.com/350 to go and find the link to her summit, Membership Momentum. If you enjoyed this episode, then please do go and give me a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify and share it with someone. If you know someone who's got a membership and they might want to hear what someone who's had a membership for 5 years has done and how it's changed, then please do share this episode with them. I will be back next week, same place, same time. I will see you then. Thank you so much for listening to Your Dream Business Podcast. And if you loved this episode, then please feel free to go and share it on your social media or head over to iTunes and give me a review. I would be so very grateful.